Thursday, May 30th, the NBA Finals kick off tonight. Game one, the defending champ, Golden State Warriors, on the road, going to the first ever finals game played in outside of North America. Actually, outside of America, very much inside North America, out in Toronto. What do we think? What's going to happen here? Is Durant going to play at all? Are the Warriors going to say, F you, Durant, we don't even need you? Is Kawhi Leonard going to pull a LeBron and put his team single-handedly on his back and carry him over another elite team? A lot of interesting storylines here, but when you really dig into it, I don't know. It doesn't seem that intriguing to me. I actually put a small wager on the Warriors to sweep. I think that is very much in play. I think Toronto being very much deer in the headlights, other than Kawhi and maybe Danny Green, who's been in a situation before, who's essentially been a non-factor. I guess Marc Gasol, you know, he's never played on this stage, but, you know, crafty old vet. But I can very much see Siakam and Lowry and Powell and you know, these peripheral parts just shrinking in the moment and the size of the moment and just kind of being happy to be there. While the Warriors, obviously, this is, you know, second nature for them. They could be rusty tonight, but again, they like know what they're doing, right? Obviously. And if they have a game plan that focuses on Kawhi and they can throw a lot of different bodies at him between Klay and Draymond, Iguodala, you know, they have length, they have athletes, and they have a great defensive, you know, team chemistry. So they can make it tough on him and make the other guys beat them. And I don't think the other guys have a shot to beat them. So I think this is going to go pretty fast. I don't know if it's going to be a sweep. I just like the odds. But I think the Warriors will not really struggle that much in this series. And I think we're looking at, you know, just more cementing of this incredible run, incredible dynasty of the Golden State Warriors. It'll be interesting subplot if KD is a part of that or not. Does he come back in game three or game four, if there's a game five or six or seven? Really interesting storyline there, obviously, considering that this could be his last few games as a Warrior. So finals always intriguing. And a lot of stars on the big stage with obviously all the Warriors plus Kawhi Leonard. And obviously the Kawhi storyline is this his one and only year in Toronto. And if he wins, better chance to stay. If they loses, better chance to stay. I'm not really sure what the deal is there. You know, all the pros out there, experts, they say that he's leaving regardless of what happens, which is really intriguing considering his statement made in this playoff and what he's done for that city and that team to then just be like, peace out, and just, you know, leave them in a rebuilding mode. Anyhow, I'm going to be watching. Exciting. Always the NBA Finals. It's a treat no matter what happens. And you get to see greatness. You know, even if the Warriors do come out and sweep or win 4-1, you know, you can say that you saw one of the greatest teams of all time in the middle of their epic run. So let's enjoy it. I'm sure I'll talk about it more in the next week and see what happens.